A flagrant violation of international law. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's what President Biden calls Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions against Ukraine.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belonged to his neighbors?
The president announcing a new round of sanctions against Russian banks, Russian oligarchs, and Russian sovereign debt, which translates into cutting off Russian and Western money. The president is also repositioning U.S. troops to the Baltic states on NATO's eastern flank. The White House says the president met with Ukraine's foreign minister to reaffirm the U.S. commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity and to update him on the U.S. response to Russia's actions. The nation's top law enforcement official with praise for today's verdict in the federal civil rights trial in the Ahmaud Arbery case.
The case of Arbery's killing that a jury said was based on race was tough for Attorney General Garland to talk about.
I cannot imagine the pain that a mother feels to have her son run down and then gunned down.
Garland said even beyond race alone, no one in America should be subject to bias and any violence it brings.
Because of what they look like, where they are from, whom they love, or how they worship.
He said the DOJ has a legal call to fight it, but Americans have a moral call to fight what fuels bigotry. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights, an attorney for one of the officers says his client spoke up to Derek Chauvin, the officer convicted in Floyd's death, but was ignored. On Wall Street, stocks slide over worries about the Russia-Ukraine crisis. The Dow lost 482, the Nasdaq off 166, the S&P minus 44. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case involving free speech and a state law that protects gay people.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a web designer who wants to expand to wedding websites, but due to religious beliefs, would not build a site for a gay couple. She also wants to post a statement on her website about her beliefs, but she's in Colorado, which has a state law that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation. Smith's challenge to Colorado's law was tossed out, so she appealed to the 10th District Court of Appeals, which also sided with the state. Now the Supreme Court says they'll hear the case, but only to consider the free speech aspects, whether this law requires someone to speak or stay silent about their beliefs. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth still has mild COVID symptoms and has canceled her upcoming online engagements today. The palace says the 95-year-old who has been vaccinated and boosted would continue with light duties over the coming week. The United States women's national soccer team has reached a settlement in its lawsuit over equal pay.
The United States women's national soccer team has accepted a settlement in its equal pay class action lawsuit against the United States Soccer Federation. Revealed in court documents Tuesday, the women's national team will receive $24 million, $22 million in a lump sum, available for players to seek up to $50,000 each. And an additional $2 million will go to an account to benefit players in retirement with charities related to women's and girls' soccer. Additionally, equal pay is guaranteed for women and men, quote, in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. The players previously had sought nearly $67 million in their lawsuit. In a statement, the Players Association for the Women's National Team said, although the settlement reached today is an incredible success, much work remains to be done. Jared Max, Fox News.
The producers of the Wendy Williams Show have announced the show will end due to Williams' prolonged health problems and will be replaced this fall with a talk show hosted by Sherry Shepherd. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.